Gedo Chumash. We're going to look at Parshas Emor, this week's Parsha. I want to get a good feel for the Psukim, beginning with Chav Beis, and we'll go really as far as Pasuk Tes. You know, that's those nine Psukim, if you will. We could take a peek at Pasuk Tes Zayin, which is the last Pasuk of the section, just to look at this section, okay? Much of this section, Ben Perek Chav Beis Aleph through Tes Zayin, is about Teruma, right? If, for example, the Psukim that we're not going to look at too carefully, but if you look at Pasuk Yud, right, all the way through the end of that section till the Pei, these are all details of Teruma. B'chozar lo yochal kodesh. That's the Isser of a Zar to eat Teruma. Toshav koi besachir lo yochal kodesh. B'choin ki yik de nefesh kinyan kaspo. This is that an Eved Kenani can eat Teruma. Bas Kohen, who marries a non-Kohen, cannot eat Teruma. B'shrumas ha-kodesh in lo socher. If the Bas Kohen becomes widowed or divorced from her Yisrael husband, and she has no children, she can restore back to the father's house. This is what we alluded to in our Gemara, that a chuzeres is ocheles betruma. That's Pasuk Yud Gimel. Pasuk Yud Dalet, again, this is what we're not going to look at too carefully, but just to sort of notice when you read it, ish ki ochel kodesh b'shgaga, another detail of hilchas truma. If a person eats truma b'shogeg, there's a penalty the Torah requires the person. If he's not a Kohen and he eats truma b'shogeg, right, then if he eats truma b'mezid, we know that's an onesh misa b'dei shanai. But if he eats truma b'shogeg, he has to add a chomesh, and he has to give to the Kohen the value, the food that he gives back to replace the truma that he ate has to become truma itself. Okay, that's another pasuk. Once we're on these psukim, which again we're not going to focus on at this, you know, in a few minutes we're not going to go back to this, but just because it's a little bit relevant, the very last pasuk in this section, so there is an interesting comment of Targum Unkles that Rashi doesn't agree with, but Rashi says the pshat over here in this pasuk is referring to the Isser Vazar eating Truma. And therefore there will be an Aveira that will be incurred by a Zar eating Truma. What's the pshat v'ochlam es katsheyem? Meaning, that means for a Zar to eat Truma. Yeah, there will be an Aveira that they'll be carrying on themselves if they eat Truma. But Unkles, take a look if you have Unkles on your Chumash, adds a word to this. What did he add? The word besoava. Does anyone know the Targum, the meaning of the Targum, the word besoava? What does the Targum's besoava mean? What's the equivalent in Lashon HaKodesh of besoava?
Impurity,
correct. That's the Lashon of Tumah. So what did Unkles do? Unkles took this pasuk at the end of this section, right before the pay, and brings it back to the Aveira that, again, is referred to many times in earlier psukim that we're going to focus on, which is our sugya, part of our sugya. And Unkles sees that in the words of the Avon Ashma, Ba'achlam es Kachcheyen, referring to eating Kohanim who are eating Truma B'Truma. Rashi doesn't agree. Rashi says at the very last words of Rashi, and that Ba'achlam es Kachcheyen, Ba'unkles Ketirgein B'mecham B'soava Shelo Witzorach Tirgum Okein. Rashi says that Unkles didn't need to add that. We're not referring to Tumah anymore. We're referring to the Issur Bazar eating Tumah. Okay. So this is really the part that we're not focusing on from Pasuk Yud until Pasuk Tazayin. What we will focus on, again, is the sense of the Psukim and the flow of the Psukim from, you could say, Pasuk Beis, right? By Dabar Shem Moshe Lemar, that's the beginning of the section. Dabel Aaron Bel Bana, Vinazu Mikache Vinay Israel, from that Pasuk until the end of Pasuk Tes. Right? So we're not the 8 Psukim that we have in front of us, just to get a feeling of the flow of the Psukim and how Rashi learns it and how it squares with our Gemara or may spirit Agamar. These are the apes who came to look at together. Now, we began yesterday in Pusik Base. Dabel Aaron Belbana, the very first introduction here in the Tzivoy. The Nazlu Mikotche Bnei Israel. Lo Yechad Lo Eshem Kotche Ashem Adishim Li Ani Hashem. This Pusik, very vague. What is the Torah telling us that Aaron Ubanav should be Horesh, the Inazu is a Prisha, from Kachay B'nai Yisrael, the Lo Yechalu Hashem Kachay. What type of Prisha are we discussing? So presumably it has to do with some Inyan of Tumah, right? Something to do with Tumah, that when they're in a state of Tumah, they have to be Horesh from something. So what is the Prisha that being referred to here? That the Kohanim who are Tameh have to be Horesh. Rashi says that we're discussing being poresh from eating truma, or eating kadshin. Right? Eating kadshin. Rashi's lashon is, yifishu min ha-kadashin bimei tum asan. Kohanim who are tamei have to make sure not to, what? Not to eat. The word v'inazru is interesting. V'inazru could refer to achila. Perhaps it could refer to what? You say yinazu, to separate. What else could it allude to?
Nigiya.
Achila, what?
Nigiya.
Nigiya. Now we have both of these issues playing out in our sugya, right? We had, according to Rish Lakish, the formless hara referring to kashin, that a kohen who's tamei cannot, or anyone who's tamei, cannot eat or touch kachin, and the penalty would be malchus if they did. That would be from the pasuk, the chol kodesh lo siga, right? That's according to Rish Lakish. Tamei she'achal es hakodesh, the azhara, would be the chol kodesh lo siga. That's also a negiya. The Gemara explains how you can get both negiya and achila from the same pasuk. Here you have an interesting pasuk. V'yinazru mikodesh bnei Israel. That means if you have here the Kohanim are being addressed here, that they're tamei, they are not to something, they have to separate from Kachay B'nai Yisrael. No, if this is an Azhara, it's written as a lav. Not exactly as a lav, it's written as an asay, the Yinazru. It's like either a mitzvah asay or an Isser asay. But then you have the words V'lo Yechalu Hashem Kachay, which suggests an Isser lav. But if that's the case, then we've discovered an Isser Lav for Tamish Achalas HaKodesh, because the Torah says that there's an Aveira if you're not Poresh, meaning if you don't, if you're going to eat Kachim, you certainly weren't Poresh, you'll Mechal Hashem Kachim. And yet we haven't found anyone that counts Lo Yichalu as the Aveira of Tamish Achalas HaKodesh, as the Azhara. So yesterday we suggested that Lefi Rashi, you have to say that Velo Yechalelu is not a Lashara. It's what's called a Shulila. As if to say, the Torah is saying that do not make sure to be Poresh, in whatever way we'll define Poresh, not to eat, not to touch, Achbeis, and Mitzvah Saseh, Isra Saseh, and thereby Velo Yechalelu. It's not a separate law. This is all we'll say Lefi Rashi. We also noted, and maybe we'll get to this when we go through the Sifra Mitzvahs of the Rambam. The Rambam apparently interpreted, and the Makor is the Gemara Sanhedrin Pei Gimel, that this Pasuk is actually a Lav. The Lo Yechal is a Lav. And what is this Lav referring to? A Tamei, Kohen who's Tamei, not to do Avoda. Comes that according to the Rambam, the Isser Lav of a Kohen not to do Avoda lies within this Pasuk. Again, we're talking about a Kohen Tamei, but the Isser that the Torah is referring to, and it is an Isser here, Velo Yechalelu, it's Mechal Avoda, and this becomes the Azhara for it, is for a Kohen Tamei to do Avoda. That's what you see in the Rambam, in the Sefer Mitzvahs, in Hilchos Bias Migdash, based on Migmar Sanhedrin Pei Gimel. Okay, so much for Pasuk Beis.
Rabbi, why does Rashi feel it has to be not a what's called not an Azhara?
Well, if it were to be an Azhara, then we would have a new makar for the Azhara of Tamish Achlas HaKodesh, which doesn't appear anywhere in our sugya. The Gemara raises the question, right? Asara, that's the whole beginning of our Gemara. Where do we have an Asara? To get Malkus, you need an Asara, and we have to figure it out. Coin Rav Yochanan, it's at Zeres Shava. Coin Rav Shlokish, it's based on the Chokodesh Lo Siga. Wait a second. According to Rashi, the Yinazim in Kachem in Israel means to be Poresh from Kachem Bivei Tumasan. And the very same passage goes on, says, Lo Yechavilu. Nobody counts this as Halav for Tamish Achlas HaKodesh, no one that I'm aware of. So that's why I'm suggesting that maybe it would be interpreted according to Rashi's Pshat, not as a lab, but as a shalila. Maybe you'll say Rashi agrees with the Sugya Sanhedrin, and Lo Yechavu is the lab for Tamish Sha'avad, and therefore it can't count as a double lab, double also as a lab for Tamish Lecho or Ligas HaKodesh. Maybe that's also part of the answer. I don't know, one way or the other, no one quotes Lo Yechalu in this pasuk as an Ashara for Tamish Achas HaKodesh, even though Rashi interprets the Yinavs and the Kachim in Israel, meaning a Tameh should be Poresh from Kachim. Yifreshub na Kachim be made to Masan, and yet Lo Yechalu doesn't seem to be an Ashara for that very point. Pasuk Gimel. Now the next pasuk says, Emor Aleihem, Ludoro Sechem, tell the Kohanim for generations, call Ish, Asher Yikra, because Arachem, El HaKadoshim, Asher Yadishu Bnei Yisrael, Hashem, Bintum Aso Alav, V'nichvesa HaNefeshahim, Milfanai Ani Hashem. This is a pasuk that gives us an Onesh Kares for somebody, Asher Yikrav, because Arachem. Now the word Yikrav is another ambiguous word, which we could take to mean achtila, or if we didn't know better, we could take it to mean negiya. And this is where Rashi steers us correct here. Now, what exactly is the onesh karis going on? It says, any person who is the tumaso alav, who's tameh, tumaso alav going on the gavra, as we know, the nichvisa, what is the nichvisa going on? If that person who's tameh is yikrav el HaKadosh. The onesh karis for somebody who's tamei asher yikrav. So, first of all, what is yikrav? And second of all, what is kadashim? So, kadashim here, the pashtus is understood to be all karbanos. Not just one type of karban, like shlamim, all karbanos. And if I didn't have any other indication, I might even extend kadashim to refer to anything that would be kadosh, even if it's not Kedushas HaGuf, even if it were to be Kedushas Bedek HaBayis, if Hegdish owns an animal, so that would be usher at the penalty of Karetz if a person whose tummy eats it. But for that, we know that that's not correct. The word Kadashim itself is Kolel, even Kadashim of Bedek HaBayis. That's not Kedushas Karban. But we have two other psukim in Pasha Sav that we read yesterday, that also give us an onesh kares for a person who's tamei, who eats specifically what does he eat? What do both psukim tell us in Parsha Sav? What is he eating? Lamin. So if we remember, we saw the Rashi in Parsha Sav, that, and that's the sugya in Krisus, that based on a base, quoting that same drasha, that we have three psukim that give us the kares of tamei she'achal es hakodesh. And one is the klal, and one is the prad, and one is to teach us about obiorin. When we say achas the klal and achas the prad, what that means is this pasuk here that we just read in Emor is the klal, meaning kadoshim, meaning all kadoshim, which would seemingly even include bedek habayis. But then we have the pasuk in Parsha Sav, the first of those two, which mentions shlamim, and that's called the prad. And that's the basis for one of the Yud Gimel Midos of Rabbi Yishmael, Shator Nidreshes Behen, which is Dava Sheyatsa Min HaKlal Lamed Lo Lamed Al Atzmo Yatsa El Lamed Al Kalku Yatsa. That the halacha of Kares for Tamish Achlas HaKodesh is not going to include Kadshim of Bedek HaBayis, but anything similar to Shlamim that's considered Kedushas Karban and Kedushas Aguf. But clearly, we're discussing here a kares, a tamish, achlas, a kodesh, and kadeshim, therefore, refers to karbanos. And this is the pasuk here in Pasuk Gimel. The only question that is left for us to figure out is the meaning of the word yikrav. Because in Pasuk, in Parshat Sav, the Torah says achila. very clear, the achal. Here, the Torah uses the more vague word of yikrav, and that's what Rashi here makes a point of emphasizing, ein krevazu ela achila. The Torah can use the word yikrav, and the Torah can mean achila. Rashi brings a very familiar pasuk for that, that you find the Torah uses a Russian of kreva, or something similar to that, to mean achila. V'chein matzinu she'nemra asharas achilas kladshin betuma v'lashin negia. Where does Rashi see an ashara for achilas kladshin betuma v'lashin negia? V'chol kodesh lo siga. So by the way, we have now identified within Rashi a connection to our sugya, right? Rashi is talking about the ashara for this aveira of tamei shachas hakodesh bekares, and Rashi gave us which ashara. Whose sheet of our Gemara did Rashi quote for that?
Fish Lakish,
right? Correct. Rashi quotes Fish Lakish is pshat, and we know Kodesh Losiga is an ashara for achila. It might also include Negiya based on what we read in our Gemara. That's where there'll be Malkus for Negiya as well. But the Kares is only for achila, and the ashara for Tamisha Achal Kodesh is in that pasuk. So you see that the word Tiga can mean achila. And so to over here, Yikrav should not be interpreted as Nigia to have kares, but rather Yikrav means Achila, just like over there. When Rashi continues and adds the Lamduva, Rabbi Seinu, Bigzera, Shava, so we had difficulty in those words of Rashi, because Lamduva, Rabbi Seinu, Bigzera, Shava, no, haven't we learned out that Bechol Kodesh Lusiga means Achila, that the lad is for Achila? How do I know? Maybe it means kreva, maybe it means negia only. How do I know it's referring to achila? So the answer given in our Gemara was the hekish of kodesh, the migdash, because of the fact that it says the el ha-migdash osavo. So that's why many mefarshei Rashi are magia, not mikzeres shava, but rather mehekesha. And we had the other pshat yesterday that Rashi might be alluding to the other azhara. Does derech agav Rashi throws in that there's another pshat that learns it for the ashara from the Zereshava. But the point that Rashi still wants to make is that the word yikrav can mean achila, like we find over there, according to the Manda Amar that learns out the Chol Kodesh Losiga, that's Resh Lakish, to refer to achila. Rashi continues, maybe the Torah here actually means negia, maybe the Torah is mechayev kares for a person who's tamei that would touch kodeshit. Rashi says you can't say that because we already have a kares on achila in Parsha Sav, and if there's a chiv kares on negia, there wouldn't have to be a mention of kares for achila to kavachomer. No, that gets into the question of onshin and hadin and all those possible ways maybe to resolve how could you say a kavachomer for an onish kares. Okay, good. So why does it say Nogeya? Rashi has another point that we learn out from the fact that it says Yikrav, that it has to be after Zrika Saddam, after Karbu Makhirav, only at the point that there's already a Hechsher Li Karev, that there'd be an Onish Karev, for example, Kodim Zrika Saddam, there'd be no Karev. And then the point about Shoish Krisos, Rashi says, look in Sanhedrin, look in Shavuos Zayin about that. So that takes care of Pasuk Gimel. So Pasuk Gimel is one of the three places that you have an Onish Kares, the Tamish Achalas HaKodesh. We're now Pasuk Dalet. This Pasuk makes figures very primarily in our sugya, in Makas Yudal. Ish Mizera Aaron, Behud Sarua Ozav. The Torah gives us examples of a Tamei, either a Mitzora or a Zav, and he's a Kohen. But Kadashim Lo Yocha. Here the Torah uses the word Kadashim, the previous pasuk, and we'll see it again in many pasukim that follow. Very, very, for now, very ambiguous, but kadashim lo yochal ad asher yitar. Now, this asher yitar also has to be fleshed out. What's asher yitar? Yitar can mean any number of things, right? Yitar can mean, no, tell me, out of the top of your head, what is yitar? What could yitar mean?
Harav Shemesh?
Harav Shemesh, one possibility. Someone else? What? Sorry?
Tevila.
Tevila? Good. Tevila. And what third possibility can you put into Yitar? Not in all cases is it applicable, but what else could conceivably be the word Yitar?
Para.
Para, meaning when the carbon is brought. But that already would depend on something else, because not every Tameh has a chiyuv to bring a carbon, right? There are how many mechusrei kapara, as we know? There are only certain select examples. The Mishnayos increase us. Arba mechusrei kapara, right? Who's a mechusrei kapara? A gav, a mitzora, right? Yoledes. So you have examples to mechusrei kapara. Now, not every zav rises to the level that he has to bring a carbon on the eighth day. Not every mitzora rises to the level that he has to bring a carbon. Because we know, let's take one at a time. Zav, so the Gemara learns out of Sukkim that the zav has to have three re'eos to be chayiv a carbon. If he had only two re'eos, there's no chayiv carbon. So that's one issue. A mitzora, when does a mitzora have to bring a carbon if he was a tamei as a mitzora? Only if he's called a mitzora what? Anyone know the terminology?
Machlat.
Muchlat, you know the Mishnah in the Megillah, in Bain, right? Well, remember the in Bain Mishnah, it says Mitzora Muchlat and Mitzora Musgar. And Mitzora Musgar means that he's in quarantine and he has halachas of Mitzora in some regards, but not to the extent that it would be the Taharas of Mitzora with the Chiv HaKarba. But if he was declared to be Tameh, that's called Mitzora Muchlat, then it's a Chiv Karba. Now, therefore, you have to know a couple of things in this pasuk. You have to know, first of all, as we said, watch by Kaddish Chin Lo Yochal. That's the question of what Kaddishin is being referred to. We also have to define Adash Yitar, because we could talk about the Tefillah, we could talk about the Harav Shemesh, we could conceivably be talking about the Karbanos, but that might depend on another question. Behut Sarua Ozav, what Mitzora are we referring to here? Is it a Mitzora Musgar or a Mitzora Muchlat? What type of zav are we talking about? Is it a zav of shtei re'eos or a zav of shalosh re'eos? In order, if we were to say that we're discussing a mitzora, only mitzora musgar, or a zav of shtei re'eos, then you don't have the possibility of reading Adash Yitar to refer to the karbanos. There are no karbanos. If we would interpret the tzarua to be a mitzora muchlat and a zav to be a zav of shalosh re'eos, then we could conceive of the possibility that Adash Yitar might actually mean the full level of the Tahara of the Karbanos. And again, this is going to be relevant when we come back to the issue of Rashi and Tazria and the Tosfos in Shavuos and Yevamos. So I'm just putting it out there right now for yourself to keep in the back of your minds. So we have a number of things that are ambiguous in this pasuk. What does Yitar, what does the Kaddishin mean, what type of Tzavua Zava we're referring to? These are the number of ambiguities. What does Al Gemara assume, Kedava Pashut, Bein Rabbi Yochanan, Bein Rish Lakish, regarding what this pasuk is being mas here on? Kedava Pashut, Hamakas Yudal and Beis, there are no two ways about it. What's the pshat in this pasuk? Isser Truma, what Isser? Isser Achil, it says, Lo Yochal. So the Kachim referred to here is Truma. This is the azhara for a Kohen Tamei to eat Truma. And if that's what the Pasuk is referring to, then let's see what else was going to get impacted by this. So Ad Asher Yitar now, we have to know, we still have to figure out whether Yitar, we know it can't refer to Karbanos, unless we're talking about Tzaruah or Zav. Again, you have to know. But does it mean Harav Shemesh? Does it just mean the Mikvah? So soon we'll see a couple of psukim ahead. If you just take a peek in Pasuk Zion, we're going to soon read the psukim in between, but the Pasuk says in Pasuk Zion, Uva Hashemesh v'taher, v'acha yochal min ha-kadashin kilach mohu. So this Pasuk says the word v'taher, and it connects the v'taher to what? This is the sugya, those who ever went beginning of Brachas, I'm sure you must have, must know what I'm referring to in the beginning of Beis, on the Beis in Brachis, right? Uva Hashemesh V'Taher is referring to what period of the day? What has now happened? Uva Hashemesh V'Taher is what? What do we call that? Two words.
Shemesh,
or another two words you can use, synonymous with that. So again, Brachis. Know
about
it. Everyone knows the first Mishnah and Shas, right? The answer is Misha, She, Right? That's the point of Kriyas Meshul Arvis that it begins. Uva Hashemesh V'Taher V'Acha Yochal Min HaKadoshim Tirach Mohu. So in Pasuk Zayin, the Kadoshim, once again, is obviously a reference. In Pasuk Zayin here, it's obviously a reference to what? To Truma. And V'Taher has to do with Bias Shemesh, which is Teis HaKochad. Now, if we weren't sure in Pasuk Dalit about what Arashe Yitar means, so we can simply use Pasuk Zayin to be Megala to us what the Yitar is in Pasuk Dalit. If we're discussing eating Truma, which is what we just said, and we'll prove it in a second, and we don't know whether you can eat Truma as soon as you go to the Mikvah, or you have to wait for Teis HaKochavim, so the answer is, so you see that you have to wait for Teis HaKochavim, Teher of Shemesh, and that's the meaning of Ad Asher Yitar in Pasuk Dalet. Now, we also said that the word Kadashim is a little bit ambiguous. How do I know it means Truma? Maybe it means Kadashim Mamish. So here we have the drasha that our Gemara mentions and quoted by Rashi as well in our sugya and quoted in many other places. The drasha that's attributed to Tana Dvei Rabbi Yishmael, and it's based on the beginning words of the pasuk, Ish Ish. So if we were discussing kadshim, so that's not shavu mizara aro, because we know that kadshe kadashim are eaten only by the male kohanim to chatas v'ashtam, and the portions of shulamim that are eaten by the kohanim of chatas v'shok, although they initially can be eaten by the girls, but if that girl gets married to a non-kohen and then gets divorced or widowed, she's not choseres to eat chatas v'shok. But what food gives the women the equal opportunity, even under such circumstances, that if they marry a Yisrael, but then they don't have children and they get divorced or widowed, that they can return back to eating truma? The only thing that gives them that full opportunity is truma. So the Gemara uses that drasha of Ish Ish Mizera Aaron to teach us that the Kadashim Lo Yochal that's mentioned here is Nasar for truma. That's our sugya. So again, Pasuk Dalet, although Rashi here doesn't say much on Pasuk Dalet, but basically Pasuk Dalet is one of the fulcrums of our sugya. Again, Bein Rav Yochanan, Bein Reish Lakish are using this Pasuk, a Kadoshim Lo Yochal, as the Azhara for a Tameh not to eat Truma. How do I know it's Truma, not Kadoshim? The drasha we just mentioned. Ad Asher Yitar refers to Harif Shemesh based on the later Pasuk. Okay, that's Pasuk Dalet. Good. So we have Pasuk Gimel is the Onesh Karis for Tamei She'achal Kadshim. Pasuk Dalet is the Azhara for a Tamei Kohen who eats not to eat Teruma. Now, let's see how we can bridge this to the Pesukim that follow. So we had Saruah Ozav. So for now, look, we don't know if he's a Shayach to a carbon or not, but either way, Truma he can eat at Harav Shemesh. But consider the possibility, just in the back of your minds, consider the possibility that if Saruah Ozav would refer to a Mitzora Muchlat and a Zav of Gimel Re'ios, namely a Mitzora Ozav that's Chayah B'Karban, one could have suggested a different reading of this pasuk. One could have suggested that Kadashim Lo Yochal Ad Asher Yitar refers not to Truma that he waits for Harav Shemesh, which might be correct in Din, but one could have read the pasuk that if we're discussing a Mechusik Yipurim case, then by Kadashim Lo Yochal could refer to Kadashim Mamish, and Ad Asher Yitar would therefore have to refer to waiting for what? For the karban. And then the Isser that the Torah is referring to is not an Isser of eating Truma, but an Isser of eating what? Of eating Kadshim. What makes that pshat possible? what makes such a pshat possible? If I interpret Mitzvah Ozav to be a person who's chayav b'karba. In other words, if the Tzaruah Azav is a Mitzorah who's only a Mitzorah Muskar, and Azav who's only a Mitzorah Azav of Shtei Re'ios, then there's no way to discuss Kadshim Lo Yoch Adash Yitar, referring to carbon. There's no carbon to speak of. He's only Chayeb carbon if he has Zav of Gimel Re'ios and a Mitzorah, that's a Mitzorah Mucha. So then for sure we're talking about Truma, and Arash Yitar is Har Shemesh, like we just said. But if I were to interpret the Tzaruah Ozav as referring to such a Mitzorah as such a Zav who's Chayeb Karba, then I'm at liberty, if I wanted to ignore the Drasha of Ish Ish Mizera Aaron, if I wanted to ignore that Drasha and not make much of that, then I'm at liberty to understand the Kaddishim Lo Yochal as a reference to real Kaddishim and interpret Adash Yitar as a reference to the carbon. And then, of course, what am I missing if I did that? What am I missing? I'm missing what Azhara.
Azhara for Truma.
Azhara for Achilas Truma. And you see, this is going to be the path that is going to be the approach that's taken, one of the approaches taken for Rashi and Tazria and the Sugya and Yabamas. Okay, I'm just giving you now, again, I'm giving you a little bit of a tease. That one might have to shift. In other words, suddenly I'm going to have to find a different source for the Isser Achilas Truma somewhere else. Because if I'm going to look at this pasuk and not accept the drasha Mizera Aaron, Shav Mizera Shel Aaron, I'm going to interpret Saru Ozav as a person who's Mechui B'Karban. I'll interpret the Kadshin Lo Yochal, therefore, as a reference to Kadshin. I'll interpret Adash Yitar not in the same vein as the Taher in Pasuk Zayin, which is Uvo HaShemesh V'Taher, but interpret Adash Yitar in terms of Karban. Then I'm going to have to find another reference, an allusion to the Isser of Tamei Lechol Truma. Again, our sugya is clearly not consistent with what I just said. Our sugya is emphatic. Bein Rabbi Yochanan, Bein Reish Lakish, the Azhara for Achilas Truma B'Tumas Aguf is this pasuk over here. And Adash Yitar is, of course, Harav Shemesh, and Kodshim Lo Yochal is Truma. But I'm just giving you this other possibility that could conceivably exist, but for that to exist, I have to interpret Saruah Uzav in a way that would have to be such a Mitzorah and such a Zav that's Chayeb Karba. And then I could use the Kachim Lo Yochal as a reference to Kachim and Asher Yitar referring to the carbon, and then I have to find another marker for the Achilas Truma is. Okay? I hope you know when it's too confused. Please tell me you're not. Okay? All right. So we went through Pasuk Dalet. Yes.
Just one small clarification. What kind of Zav requires the carbon? It's three Eos or two?
Three Eos, right. When it comes to a woman, a Zava, the three Eos have to be midaraitzim, that is for a Zava, Gedola, over 3 days. The Gemara says by a Zav, it's also three Eos, but there it can even be, not, it doesn't have to be three separate days, but it has to be three separate emissions. These are basic halachas in Chumash and in Mishnayis. So there's a Zav Baal Beis Shtei Re'ios, which is not Chayev Karban, a Zav Baal Gimel Re'ios, Chayev Karban, and then you also have the Mitzorah of Mitzorah Muska, Mitzorah Muchlat, and again, those two levels. Now, this Pasuk Dalet, starts with Tuma of Tzaras, goes on to Tuma of Zav, and says, Bakadshim Lo Yochad Asher Yitar. Now it continues after that with another type of Tuma, the Hanogea B'chol Tmei Nefesh. It's interesting. It starts by saying Ish Ish Mizera Aaron, right? Who's a Tzura Ozav. Now it is the Hanogea. It would Ki'ilu be Mashma that now it's not Labdavki even Mizera Aaron. It could be anybody, right? The Hanogea B'chol Tmei Nefesh. Someone touches a mace, or someone's Tamei mace. He's now Tamei. O Isha Shatejim Neshich Vazera. Someone is Tamei because he's a Valkyrie. O Isha Shayiga Bechol Sheretz Hashit Molo Pasakei, he's Tamei Tumas Sheretz. O Ba'adam Hashit Molo Chol Tum Aso, or a person who becomes Tamei
he touches someone who's tamei. Someone who touched the mace, let's say, means the mace himself. Lechotum also, again, Larabos, other types of tumos. Nefesh Hashatigabo, a person who touches any of these tanaim that we just mentioned, the Tumah Ada Arev. So all these examples are not Tumas Shiva, they're Tumas Erev, the Tumah lasts for a day. That means someone who touches an Avatumah, someone who's a Valkyrie, someone touches a Sheretz, all the above of a Tumah Ada Arev. But the Pasuk concludes here, Pasuk Vav. The Lo Yochal Min HaKadashim, again, here we have the word Kadashim again, everyone focus. Lo Yochal Min HaKadashim, Ki Im Rachatz B'Sar Ban Moayim. Now, the question everyone should be asking me, what is the Kadashim being referred to here? And what is the implication here? That what has to happen, and when that happens, they can eat these Kadashim, talks about Tevila. So what's Pshat here? It sounds like it's efficient to go to the mikveh. And then Yochal Min HaKadashim. Says the Gemara in Yevamos, no, when it comes to Truma, you have to wait for Harav Shemesh. And that's the pasuk that follows. Uva HaShemesh V'Toher, Le'achar Yochal Min HaKadashim Ki Lachmo Hu. That is Truma. So how could this pasuk say Rochatz B'Sar B'Moyin is already enough to allow eating Min HaKadashim? Don't you have to wait for Harav Shemesh? The answer is, there's a type of Kodesh that you don't have to wait for Harav Shemesh. Does anyone know the halacha? What is it? Nobody in Shir? How many 50 people are on the line? Someone's got to know something here.
Meister.
Meister. Excellent. Meister Shane. So this is the sugya. These are sugya in Yevamos Ayin Dalet on the base. I read you from a few lines in the middle of the Gemara. Amar Rava, Amar Rav Chizda. Listen carefully. Tulasa Kroi Ksivi. Again, Tulasa Kroi Ksivi. There are three psukim. Ksiv. And these are all psukim that we should be familiar with. Ksiv. V'lo yochal min ha-kadashim ki im rachatz b'saru b'amayim. That's the pasuk right here that I'm reading, pasuk Vav. That's mashma ha-rachatz tohor. That's one pasuk. It sounds like tevila is sufficient. Uksiv, and it's written Uva Hashemesh v'Toher ve'achar yochal min ha-kadashim. What pasuk is that? Don't look too far. Uksiv Uva Hashemesh v'Toher. That's the very next pasuk. Pasuk Zayin. That sounds like you need to wait for Bias Shemesh v'Tisa Kochanim. And there's a third pasuk. Uksiv v'chiper oleha ha-kohen v'Tohera. No, Rabbi Osai, take a guess. Where's that pasuk? V'chiper oleha ha-kohen v'tahera. Anybody? It's one of the chusrei kapara, no?
Yoledes.
That's the pasuk in Tazria, right? It says, v'chol kodesh lo siga during that whole window of the 33 days for a zachar, and then, u'bemlos yimei tahara levein olivas, she brings her pair of birds, kebes la'ola, or Ben Yonah, I should say, not a pair of birds, one bird, l'chatas, and then the ikrivo of Ne'ashem, b'chiper aleha. So here you have, and then it says, well, since a yada l'day says she's carrying the animal, then she brings a pair of birds. Echad l'ola, echad l'chatas, b'chiper aleha ha-kohen v'tahera. That means that there's a tahara that comes with the havas ha-karbanos. So Haketzad, says the Gemara Yevamos Ayin Dalet, Haketzad. One pasuk says it's tali in Tevila, b'mikvah. One pasuk says it's tali in Tisa Kochavim. One pasuk says it's tali in the Karbanos being brought. Says the Gemara, Kan the Meister. Kan the Truma. Kan the Kodshim. Okay, here we have Gemara Mefureshes. Three stages. When it comes to Meister, Tavel, the Allah, Ochel v'Meiser. No need to wait for Tzeisa Kochavim. Kan the Truma. In order to eat Truma, you have to wait for Tzeisa Kochavim. In order to eat Kodshim, if you're a person who's Mechusar Kapara, you can't eat Kodshim until the last stage of the Tahara, which is Havas HaKarbanos. So now we understand these psukim that we have in front of us. Even though the word kadshim is used in different psukim, they don't mean the same thing. Again, we had the word kadashim in Pasuk Gimel referring to the onesh kareis for tamish achal es hakodesh of karbanos. We had the word bakadashim lo yochal in Pasuk Dalet, which the pashtas harsugya in our Gemara is assuming going on truma, ish mizera aron, bakadashim lo yochal achilas truma. We have now the pasuk in Pasuk Vav, v'lo yochal min ha-kadashim ki imrochas b'sara b'moyim, he referring to which kadashim? Maiser sheni, maiser, with tvil itself. Now we have Pasuk Zayin, uva ha-shemesh v'toher, and that's going to be truma, v'acha yochal min ha-kadashim ki lach mohu, meaning that's truma that waits for Tzeisah Kolchav. Rashi comments in Pasuk Zayin, Rashi says, "Va'acha yocham in hakadoshim." What kadoshim is now Pasuk Zayin referring to? Nidrash b'yivamis b'truma. Everyone see the Rashi? Nidrash b'yivamis ayin dalet amid beis b'truma shemutol la'acha b'harif shemesh. And the Rashi makes kihilu his own interesting drasha, which I don't find in the Gemara Yivamis. I don't know. I have it in brackets in my Rashi. Ukach siv min hakadoshim v'lo kol hakadoshim. What would Rashi mean? Again, I don't have such a drush in the Gemara that I know of. But what would Rashi mean? Blow kol kadashim, meaning what? How do you take that? Min kadashim. Shumba is the hair of Shemesh, but?
Kachin.
Kachin Mamish has to wait for the carbon in a case where there's a carbon. Yeah, it could also mean, probably doesn't mean that, but also means, but there are other kachin that you didn't have to wait for hair of Shemesh. It might also imply the previous pasuk, but that you have mefurish in the pasuk. That maisa you can already eat before. Okay, good. So we're moving along nicely. We have just another pasuk or two to focus on, and then we'll look beyond to back to the Rashi and Tazria. Okay, Nevelo Trefelo Yochal Tamavan Yashem. This is another Indian, not our Indian, a whole separate Indian. Rashi brings in the notion called Nivras of Tohar. Okay, not our topic right now. It's another type of Tumah that's called Tumah Beveis Habliya, a whole way. A whole sugi in its own right, Masechta Tyrus, Mishnayos Tyrus, have dinim about this. Leave that on the side. One more pasuk test. The shamru es mishmarti, v'lo yisu alav chet, umesu bo ki yichaleluhu, ani Hashem mikadosha. Wow, what a pasuk. Let's see what lies within this pasuk. The shamru es mishmarti, they shall guard my what? My preserve my watch. They'll be dying thereby, because they'll desecrate. What exactly is meant by this pasuk? Does it have any bearing on what we've been discussing in these previous psukim? So let's look at Rashi here as well. Says Rashi, Bishamus Mishmarti, Zak Rashi, Milecho Tuma. With Tumas Haguf. You see, we thought we were done with it. Now, one more pasuk. B'shamus Mishparti Milecho Tuma with Tumas Haguf. What's Rashi saying? That this pasuk is again reiterating the inyan that we've been discussing. We had before the Azhara for eating Tuma with Tumas Haguf. What was the Azhara for that? Ish Ish Mizera Aaron, V'hut Sarua Ozab HaKadoshim Lo Yocha. Right? This is the Azhara for eating Truma B'Tuma. And now we have the Pasuk reiterating, Hashem was Mishmarti, says Rashi, Milecho Truma B'Tuma Saguf. What does that mean? We have a repeat of the same Isser? The same Isser? Is this a lav? Is this an essay? Is it just a repeat of the same? What is this exactly? Hashem was Mishmarti, Milecho Truma B'Tuma Saguf. What's the pshat in this Rashi? Let's hold for a second. Let's finish the rest of the pasuk. Umesu vo ki yichaleluhu. What does that mean? Lamadnu shehu misa bidei shamayim. We are discussing so far in our sugya the onesh kares for tamei she'achal es hakodesh, right? We were also discussing the Azhara for Tami Shachos HaKodesh, and at the same time, we stumbled on the Azhara for Tami Shachal Truma. What about if I've asked you another box to check off? What's the Onesh for Tamei Sha'achal Truma? Kohen Tamei Sha'achal Truma. Achal Truma B'tumas Haguf. Ezar Sha'achal Truma, we know, is Chai Misa B'dei Shamayim. We have to know the sources, of course. A Tamei Sha'achal Es HaKodesh, Kodshim, is Chai Koris. What about a Kohen Tamei Sha'achal Truma? What's the onus? And what's the source of the onus? The answer is this pasuk, the Shavuos Mishmarati, has to do with, again, the Indian of eating truma b'tuma, b'tuma saguf. What's the interpretation of umesuvo? Umesuvo means misa bidei shamay. The Mizrahi, the commentary in Rashi, has an interesting kasha that everybody tries to give a different answer to. Anyone can anticipate the kasha? It says, umesuvo ki yichaluluhu. How are we interpreting umesuvo? Referring to what? Misa bidei shamayim. Anyone have a kasha? Maybe it means what? Give me another possibility. Maybe it means, I mean, the marker is a gemara in the Gemara in Sanhedrin Pei Gimel says it basically, but the question it's a list. I mean, but the question would be, why not interpret umesuvo not as misa bidei shamayim but as what? What else could it mean? As misa bidei shamayim. No, if it says the Torah you must often by a particular crime, what do we interpret that to mean? Misa, which misa of the four? If it's stam misa b'Torah. So the Mizrahi Tutsach Delton here, everyone is trying to figure out an answer. The Gemara in Sanhedrin Pei Gimel has the list of Misa Bidei Shamayim, the Eilusha B'Misa, Ha'ochel Es HaTevel, the Kohen Tamei She'ochel Truma Tahora. There's this particular meal here, that if the Kohen Tamei would eat Truma Tamei, there wouldn't be Misa Bidei Shamayim. So that's the Diku Meisuvo Ki Yichaluhu. The Kohen Tamei She'ochel Truma Tahora, the Zar She'ochel Es HaTruma, the Zar She'shimesh, the Tamei She'shimesh, U'Tfuyom She'shimesh, U'Mechusa B'Gadim, U'Mechusa Kapara, U'Shalom Rechut Yedayim Raglayim, U'Shtuyayayin U'Purei Rosh. These are all examples of Misa B'Dei Shemayim, Pei Gimel Amid Aleph and Sanhedrin. So the Gemara explains further on the Amud, the Amash Shmuel, Minayim the Kohen Tamei She'ochel Truma Tahora, Shahu b'misa b'dei shamayim d'siv b'shamos mishmarti b'loyisu avcheit u'tahora in t'mei alo. This is only true of tahora. If the Kohen Tamei ate true of tahora, that's a b'nai the Kohen Tamei sh'achat true of t'mei she'ena b'misa sh'nemar u'meisu bo ki yichavu prat l'zushim b'chulelef b'omednes. This is already has chilu true of tahora. But meanwhile, we see that the pasuk Misa Bidei Shamayim. So the Mizrahi wonders, how does the Gemara know me? Interesting answers. If you look at the Mefarshi Rashi, they all try to figure out ways to know the Maral and others. Some say from the word Umesu, it can be more chomer than Tamish Achal Kachin, which is Kares. So usually Misa Bidei Adam is more chomer than Kares. What would it mean? If we gave the Misas Chenek for eating Truma, it would mean that Chenek is a more chamer onesh for eating truma b'tumas saguf than if he ate kachim b'tumas saguf. That's another answer. All kinds of suggestions. You can look around and find them. Tesh umesuvo that going on misa b'dei shamayim. But what's the meaning of the beginning of the pasuk? B'shamos mishmarti, referring to what? Referring to eating what? Eating truma b'tumas saguf. Rashi's lashon here in Sanhedrin is in fact those words. B'shamos mishmarti lekodim tmeim diber hakasuv the pashas emor ish ish mizera aro. The Meister, the Nosi Kelim and Rashi point out that if you look in Torah's Kohanim on this pasuk, it's not exactly what it says here. This is not enough Kohanim to eat Truma Tamei. We have that already. We don't. We have that already. What would be another ashara? I mean, it's not an. You have to know. Is it an ashara? Is it? It's an essay. V'shomas mishmarti. The lashon of the Torah is kohan. On this pasuk, v'shomas mishmarti. Two things. V'shom was mishmarati. I mean, first it says, yishmeru li mishmeres. Okay, what does that mean? V'shom was mishmarati, lahazir based in al-kach. Again, lahazir based in al-kach. So what is the pshat? What is the kohanim who are tamei not to be involved with truma? Not to eat truma, let's say. But it's not specifically about the Kohanim. That's earlier. We had the Ashara for the Kohanim not to eat Truma. But what is the Torah's Kohanim saying? What it means is responsibility to see to it that the Kohanim don't eat Truma. I have the Torah's Kohanim with the parish of the Chabetz Chaim, he's Malakif, from others. He says, L'hazah based in Al-Kach, midichsiv v'shamru lashon rabin. Right, but Kaddish, the whole parsha was Lashon Yachid. Kol ish mizera Aaron, but Kaddishim lo yochal. Here it says v'shamru es mishmarti el koya beizdin she'em yazhiru lekanim shlo yavou trumasa. So interesting, the way he puts it sounds like the truma shouldn't come with a truma. The Maisa, the Rashi's lesson here is that the Kohanim shouldn't eat the truma betuma. I would more rather say it means based in the responsibility to not allow Kohanim who are tamei to be involved with eating truma. It's based in Zashara. That's how the Mefarshi Rashi interpret Rashi also here. B'shamus mishmarti, Rashi words are milechol truma betuma saguf. Says the Mizrahi, the Adele'il Minei Koi, the Mari Betruma, Ubala Hazir, based in Sheyashirim Al-Kach. The Shomus Mishmati, the Hazir based in Al-Kach, Perus, the Hafish Esa Kohanim, Shelo Yochlu Truma Kishayim Tamei. That's what we said. That the mitzvah is on the based in to be mafish the Kohanim, not to eat Truma. So it's a mitzvah of based in. Something interesting, Rabbo said. This lashon of the Torah's Kohanim, lahazir based in al-kach, in connection to this pasuk, v'shom was mishmarti, there's another Torah's Kohanim on a very similar language of a different pasuk. Turn back to the end of Acharei Mos with me for a second. Right after the list of the arayis in Acharei Mos, the very last pasuk of Parshas Acharei Mos, the very last pasuk, Yud Ches Lamed, right after the Torah signs Kores that were mentioned earlier, the very last pasuk of Acharei Mos says, "Ushmartem es mishuti asos mechukos atoevos eshenasu lefneichem blosi tamu behem ami Hashem Elokeichem." What is "ushmartem es mishmarti" over there? So the words there are identical with the words of the on this pasuk, v'shom was mishmarti. It's interesting that there Rashi mamish quoted the Torah's Kohanim kelshona. Take a look at the Rashi on that pasuk lamed. What does Rashi say? Someone show me. Someone read the Rashi lamed, yud ches lamed at the end of arti. Someone read it.
Lahazir beidin
al-kach. So Rashi took verbatim, and the Torah's Kohanim uses the same words over here on v'shamlef mishmarti. It's interesting, for whatever reason, Rashi didn't use the same words, but the kavana is clear. In both cases, the point is it's an asharan beidin. What is the al-kach? In our case, it's the ashara for beidin to see to it, as the Mizrahi explains, that the Kohanim, who are tamei, should not eat truma. In the context of Acharei Mos, it means that Beis Din's responsibility is that Klal Yisrael should not violate the Aveira of the Arayas. In other words, it's the Averas of the Arayas were mentioned before for the individual people, Ish Okosh Erbisaro, and the whole list. And then you have Ushmartim is Mishmarti going on based on responsibility, what? To see to it that Kariso should not be Nichsho in Arayas. There, so we see the two psukim parallel each other. Shmartim es mishmarti at the end of Achrimos, and the pasuk b'shem es mishmarti binogeya kohen sha'achal tshuva b'tumas haguf. Both of these psukim speak to the idea of beis, but something more, something more. The Torah's Kohanim says two things on both of those psukim. Before it comments and says, la'az beis, and says a few other words in both places. In Achrimos, it says, Ushmartam es mishmarti, shimru li mishmeres. Comment number one. Comment number two, shmartam mishmarti, yahazi based in al-kach. Comment number one, shimru li mishmeres. That's in Achrimos. Similar over here. Here it says, v'shamu es mishmarti, says the Torah's Kohanim, yishmru li mishmeres. And then it says, yahazi based in al-kach. No, Laza based on Al-Kach, I understand the idea. What's the first point? Yishmuli Mishmeres. So, Kiyodua, Ushmartam es Mishmarti is the famous drasha that the Gemara in Yevamos Chalbeis brings. For what we find by Arayas, that besides the list of the Arayas that the Torah has, Midoraisa, there's a category called Shnios L'Arayas. These are relationships that are technically not asa midoraisa, but the Rabbanim said as a siyag not to come to violate the arayis that the Torah has with kareis, the Chachamim expanded the list to other relationships as well. And the Mishnayis and Yevamos tell us what these specific relationships are, the shnios l'arayis. What gave the Chachamim the power to legislate what we call in Pirkei Avos, Asu Siyoga Torah, and if you look in the Perushim on that Mishnah, they'll mention as an example the Shnius L'Arayis. Shnius L'Arayis is the Chachamim creating an Isser of Arayis beyond the Isurei Torah. What is the Makar in the Chumash that empowers the Chachamim to create Siyogim to that which is in the Torah? So the answer is, the Gemara quotes, the Pasuk and Achrimos at the end, Ushmartam es Mishmarti. And that's the Mishmeres to create a fence around the Torah. So it would seem to me, L'chaira, if you're going to parallel the two psukim, you have a Shmartam, it's Mishmarti. It's Lahaza based in Al-Kach, that people shouldn't be Nichsho in the Arayis. And also that Chacham should create a Mishmeres, which is part of that same charge, that they will therefore have extra Siyagim. So it sounds to me that L'chaira, over here, you'd have to also find an example, I don't know what it would be, that the Azhara for Beis Din of the Shomus Mishmarti would mean that somehow there's at least the Chacham are empowered or are encouraged to create Siyagin that would ensure that Kohanim, who are Tanei, should not eat Truma. The only thing I'm not aware specific examples. I mean, we know there are yonim of not being mitame the truma, but the inyan here is about a kohen tame eating truma. So I don't know if there's a specific example. I don't have anything in the top of my mind. But l'chaira, the two Torah's kohanim go hand in hand. I'm not sure why Rashi chose to use the lashon l'hazeh beis in al-kach only in Achrimos, but not in Parshas Emor. It's interesting, derech agav though. You know, the lashon Rashi in Sanhedrin was v'shomos mishmarti v'kohanim tmeim diber hakasuf. That lashon of Rashi there is mashma that this is speaking to the kohanim, not to Beis Din. So I don't know. The Ma'aser Tzoras Kohanim takes it as Beis Din, and the Mizrahi on Rashi takes it to go in Beis Din. But Rashi's words, both in Chumash and in Sanhedrin, don't say that. When we get to the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs, you'll see also the Rambam references the Shomus Mishmarti, and he says the Torah is repeating the Atzara not to eat Truma B'Tuma. It doesn't sound the Rambam took it as going on Beis Din, he took it as a repeat of the same Atzara. So I leave that as a Tzorach Iyun, exactly what to say. Now we're going to go back to the Rashi in Parashas Tazria. Any questions so far? So Baruch Hashem, we went through many of the psukim and the connection with the Rashi's in Amor. We have to go back, Nisharanu, to go back to Parashas Tazria and what to make of the Rashi there. Okay, Chevra, what's the difficulty? Let's speak out the difficulty in Rashi and Tazria. We read our sugya. And what emerges from our sugya? If I ask everybody in their sleep, they can hopefully even wake them up and ask you. No, azhara l'truma for tamei not to eat. Where is it? Where's that azhara? Not to eat truma b'tumah saguf. Where is it?
What part is
the sugya? She ishish aron b'kadoshim lo yochal ben l'rab yochanan ben l'resh lakish.
Right?
Clear. Azharas achias truma is found in Parshas Emor. Azhara for eating kachin bituma machokis of Yochanan Mishlakish, either bechokodesh lo siga, azhara for achila, dumya de migdash lo savo, right? Or it's exereshama tamaso tamaso. Azhara for negias kodesh, would it be malkis? Talina machokis of Yochanan Mishlakish. Rav Yochanan would say no malkis, as we see in Asugya. Mishlakish would get it also from Mechokodesh Losiga. Comes the Rashi in Tazria, and Rashi says two things that seem to be incompatible with what comes in Asugya. What you see in Rashi in Tazria is, first of all, Rashi says two comments, and taken together leaves us in the dark. Rashi says, lo siga azhara le'ochel. Rashi says azhara lo siga means achila. K'moshe shnuya b'yavamas. Rashi also said b'chol kodesh le'rabos es ha'truma. Take those two Rashi's together, and what do you get? You get the sense that b'chol kodesh lo siga is nazhara v'ikar, not to eat what? Not to eat?
Kachin.
Kachin. And then you have a riboy that gets brought in, b'chol kodesh, l'rabo sesha truma. That we now also know that there's an ashara not to eat truma. And that's very difficult. First of all, according to Rabbi Yochanan, b'chol kodesh is going on, not on kodesh at all. It's going only on truma, and specifically negias truma. For not to eat kodesh is according to Rabbi Shlakish, the whole kodesh is not zara for achilas kodesh and also negias kodesh. But according to Rabbi Shlakish and according to Rabbi Yochanan, the azhara for achilas truma is the pasuk in Emor, b'kodesh lo yocha. So what's Rashi doing here, quoting that the whole kodesh is the rabos of truma, meaning that there's an azhara for eating kodesh, which is Rish Lakish. And then we still have the Azhara for eating Truma from Bechol Kodesh. So, basically, the Mefarshi Rashi deal with this question. The Mizrahi has one approach, and he quotes a Tosfos in several places in Shas, and he says that must be Pshat Rashi. And the Maral has his own answer, which is really not the approach of Tosfos. So let's speak out two possible ways to learn here. Lemaisa, what the Mizrahi quotes from Tosfos in Yevamos is quoted b'kitzver by the Ritva here as well, and also in the Ritva in Shavua. So maybe you read it from the Ritva in our sugya, because it's in our sugya after all. So I'll read the words of the Ritva, and then we'll flesh it out a little bit more. But the Mokka really is Tosfos in Yevamos, Tosfos in Shavua's. K'loshin ha-Ritva, if you have it, I'll read you the Ritva. Ha-hu mi-b'chol kodesh nafka, right? So what did the Gemara say in our sugya? That b'chol kodesh includes even what? Even b'fnei zvika. But azharas truma comes from Pashas Emor. Hikshu b'tosos. B'perakam b'shvus. Amrinon b'amamar. B'chol l'rabos es ha-truma. This is the drasha that Rashi quoted in Chumash. B'chol kodesh is mar b'truma. Kulomar. What does that suggest? The pshute dekra la'ochel kodesh. The pasuk pshat in the pasuk b'chol kodesh l'siga is what is ochel kodesh. U b'chol v'rabos es ha'truma The Inkain says the Ritva Habi the low to Rabbi Yochanan, Ukimish Lakish. It's not like anybody. The Ilul Rabbi Yochanan, Kulei Mukim Levi Truma. Rabbi Yochanan, the pasuk is not about Kodesh, it's about Truma. Kodesh is not Zahar Xerishav. The Ilul Rabbi Shlakish, Pshutei Mukim Levi Kodesh. And what's the Bakol doing? Bakol is not about Kodesh, Kodim Shrikas Domin. And the Riboy of Truma, the Achilas Truma is from the other pasuk. He doesn't spell it out, but that's the other pasuk. That's the Kasha of Tosfos, again, in Shmuis, and in Yavamah, Staff Ayin Hey, the Aksibachol Kodesh Losigo, Rabbis is at Truma. It's a. It says the Ritva like this. The Tirtzu. There's another shita that we have to think about. There's a shita that doesn't know truma from the pasuk in Emor. We were miramis to this earlier. There's a shita that learns that when it says in the pasuk ish ish mizera aron v'hut sarua ozav v'akadoshim lo yochal is not talking about truma like we said. We're not going to dash to mizera aron shav eizidosh shav. No, we're talking about kadoshim mamish. And what does Asher Yitar mean? Yitar means bringing the karbanos. And what type of a zav and mitzorah must we be referring to? A mitzorah muchlat and a zav of gimel re'ios. And all this is different than Reish Lakish and different than Alasim. Basically, it comes out that besides Sugya Makis, there's a whole other way to configure the psukim. This is what the Mizrahi says must be Rashi in Tazria. Rashi Tazria is going according to that brings another shita that holds that the Zav in the Pasuk is Gimurios and the Mitzorah in the Pasuk is the Mitzorah Muchlat, which allows us now to consider the Pshat in the Pasuk by Kodshim Lo Yochel Adash Yitar to refer to Kodshim Mamish and Yitar to be referring to the bringing of the Karban. And if that's the case, then we've lost our mokor for the azhara of zar she'ochal truma the truma sanaguf. So where do we get it? The answer is we go to the chol kodesh v'siga and we insert into that pasuk b'chol to be marbe, not what we have in our sugya lifnei zrika, but a riboy on truma. So we have both kachim and truma coming out of the pasuk b'chol kodesh v'siga. This is a whole different picture in the sugya, different than our sugya. So says the Mizrahi, Pshat, and Rashi. And then he has kashas on it. L'maisa, the Maharal, in the Gur Aryeh, also struggles for Rashi. And he doesn't like the approach of Tosus either. And he says an interesting pshat, a new pshat. He wants to say the following. Without the pasuk in Parshas Emor, of Ish Ish Mizera Aron, which in fact is going on Truma, I would not think that B'chol Kodesh Losiga is referring to Truma. I would say it's only going on Kodesh Mamish. But after the fact that we have the Pasuk in Emor that's telling us an Ashara B'kodshim Lo Yochel Adash Yitar going on Truma, now I can read that interpretation into the other Pasuk as well, to know that B'chol Kodesh means all Kodesh, even Truma. In Achinami, without Parshas Emor, I wouldn't know it. But now that I have Parshas Emor, now I can put Azharas Truma into this Pasuk as well. That's basically the Maral's resolution for Rashi. So it's a different Mahalach than what Tosu is saying, that there's different Shitas. No, it all can work with our Sugya, and it's just that we know that Truma has an Azhara for Achila from Emor, and now we can already read it into B'chol Kodesh as well. So says the Gur Aryeh of the Maharal. All right. Obviously, there's a lot more that we could be discussing, but I want to start looking at the Shitas of Rambam. So we still have a few minutes. Let's begin with the Sefer HaMitzvos, and then we'll go to the Yad. The Yad we probably won't get to until tomorrow, but at least we'll start now on Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam. So does anyone have a Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs in front of them or copies? Let's do the following. What did I give you? Ayin Zayin Kuf Chav Tes Kuf Lamed Vav. Let's start from Ayin Zayin, or maybe right before that, we spoke of that anyway. Go, let's go to Mrs. Losa, say Ayin Hey, Ayin Bav, Ayin Zayin. And then we'll look at, if we could, Kukhav Tehasa, Kukhav Mitvav, okay? Says the Rambam in Mitzvah Ayin Hey. Lo Sase Ayin Hey. So you all know this. We spoke it out before in Shir. She is here, Kohen Tamei Mi'avod. No, Rebose, what's the Azhara for the Rambam of a Kohen Tamei not to do Avoda? What's his Azhara? What's it, where's it going to come from? Tamei, Kohen Tamei not to do Avoda. What's the Azhara? Based on Sanhedrin, they look. Well, right. The Nazim, the Kachik, and the Israel, quotes the Gemara Sanhedrin, Pei Gimel. That's the Pasuk, the Nazim, the Oichalu, the Amar, the Makam Ache, Umesubo, Ki Chaluluhu, Ukmosha Chila, who is Nisab de Shanayim. So here as well, we know that the Onesh of Tame Sheshimesh is going to be the same Onesh Nisab de Shanayim. Now it's interesting. Mitzvah Ayin Vav, Lo Sase Ayin Vav, it's also based on Sanhedrin Pei Gimel, separate Azhara for the following. Again, Pashas HaShavua Rabbah says, so it's nice to hear it. Before we said there was an Azhara for Kohen Tameh to do Avoda. Mitzvah Ayin Vav, she hears here HaKohen Tvu Yom Me'avod. Afa Pishat Tahar Atriyayav Shimsho. Listen to this. The Kohen went to the mikvah. This Kohen that went to the mikvah, he can eat nicer, right? Can he do avoda, separate ashara, for a Kohen Tful Yom not to do avoda? Where is this ashara? Very interesting. Where do we find it? You would not guess, and I wouldn't have guessed. The beginning of Parshas Emor says, who has the Chumash handy again? Beginning of Parshas Emor, very beginning, toward the beginning. Kedoshim yiyu le'elohehen, v'lo yichalu shem elohehen, ki es ishi Hashem lechem elohehen him apim hayu kodesh. Chaf aleph vav. So it says in the beginning of the parsha, we're talking about who you can marry, who you can't marry, tumas meis. Kedoshim yiyu le'elohehen, v'lo yichalu shem elohehen. So the Gemara says, what does it mean v'lo yichalu shem elohehen? What's it going on? What's the Isser v'lo yechalu l'shem elokeyem in the beginning of Parshas Emor? Says the Gemara in Sanhedrin Pei Gimel that this is going on a Kohen Tvu Yom who did Avoda. Because in Ena Inyin L'tamei Sheshimesh, we don't need it for that, a regular Tamei, we know that from V'inazru, from the v'lo yechalu V'inazru Pasuk. T'neu Inyin L'tvu Yom Sheshimesh, and we use the word chilul chilul to tell me misa b'dei shamayim. Says the Rambam in Minyan HaMitzvahs, a separate lav. One lav is v'lo yichalu shem kodshi for a tamei sha'avad, a real bona fide tamei. And here we have this quasi tamei, this tvu yom, and that's the early v'lo yichalu shehitzi ha'koin tvu yom me'avod. Alpha Bisha Toher, Achayav Shimsho, Behu Amro, Lo Yichalu Shem Elokea. The Obrazer Chai Misha Bide Shamayim. The Zer Loba Kasav Mivuar Betora, Abahu Pirish Mekubal, and he quotes the Gemara that we just read, and that's a separate love. Now we get to Ayin Zayin. Okay, Mitzvah Ayin Zayin. This is Shehizir Kol Tamei. Meikaneis lebeis hamigdash. The beginning of our sugya. No rabosai. What's the azhara of a tamei not to enter beis hamigdash? What does the Gemara say? Bishlama. Bish. I know the azhara. What's the azhara? So the Rambam says, "Here's your kol tamei meikaneis b'chol hamigdash, which is shara as kol azara mishan yikanabel." No, what the Gemara quotes. Parshas Naso. V'lo yitamu es machaneyen rotsebo machne shchina. U'b'gemara makos amru habayel ha-migdash tamei k'siv onesh u'k'siv ashara onesh es migdash Hashem timei v'nechvisa ashara lo yitamu es machaneyen. Now Rabosai, knowing the Gemara here, could anyone have thought of another pasuk as an ashara? for not to enter the Beis HaMikdash Bitumah? Have we stumbled on another pasuk that maybe we could have quoted? When we started the Gemara, we didn't know that pasuk. But now that we read the Gemara, and we're familiar with a lot more of Chumash than before, could anyone have thought of another pasuk as Nashara for a Tami not to enter Beis HaMikdash?
Rabbi, didn't we use the pasuk as part of the Hekesh to learn out of Chila?
Good. The pasuk, the Chol Kodesh Lo Siga, continues by the Yoledes. El HaMikdash Lo Savo. So now it's interesting. Why did anyone count the HaMikdash Lo Savo as the Ashara for Tami not to enter Beis HaMikdash? Why are we focusing on Pashas Naso, Lo Yikamus Machaneim, and not the HaMikdash Lo Savo? So apparently the Rambam says, the next paragraph, Ukfar Nichtala HaAzara Bezeh HaInyan, the Lashon HaMikdash, the HaMikdash Lo Savo. So apparently the Rambam sees that as another repetition of the Ashara of not to enter Beis HaMikdash. And it could be that the Iker Ashara is Lo Yikamus Machaneim, and that other pasuk is within the Gedarim. The Rambam uses that pasuk as learning out certain halachos, that if you have to enter the normal way, not me'achorav, so you use the other pasuk to be megala on certain details. But that's mitzvah ayin zayin. All right, I think we may be out of time. We have two other Rambams I wanted to do in the Sefer Mitzvahs, so we'll do that, leave that for tomorrow. And then, very important, the Rambam Shita and the Yad HaChazaka on the Sugya. And then I have some very nice treats for you tomorrow, a very beautiful kasha that I saw in the Chidushim of the Rav's father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, a very interesting kasha. I saw a new kasha connecting to the Sugya also, connecting to the Rambam. So that would be interesting to finish tomorrow, whatever we haven't gotten to yet. Yeshikayach, you guys held on pretty well. All right. We started at 50, we made it to 40. Okay.